Well, I think probably the best thing a new salesperson can do is to know their product, take the time to study and know what they're selling. And once you know your own product, it's going to create confidence. And for me, that confidence also instills enthusiasm. And I really think it's the enthusiasm that helps you sell cars. If you really know the product and you like what you sell, it becomes a very natural process. Most of the successful salespeople are the ones that are A-type personalities. They're outgoing, they're effervescent, they can meet and greet a stranger, and you feel like you've known them all your life. And those are the type of people that I think can generate the confidence and the trust of the customer. I think in many cases, a new salesman sometimes tries to rush the process. I always try to take time to really get to know the customer. What are their particular wants and needs? And then you can provide advice for them based on your product knowledge. So 99% of the sale is going to be finding out what is going to best fit that customer's wants and needs. And if you spend that time demonstrating the vehicle, showing the features and the benefits, you'll spend less time closing the sale because the customer will want to purchase the vehicle from you. You don't have to sell, they're going to buy. Well, I think it's important in today's times to be a team player. And if you really make an effort to become part of the team, work with one another, help a salesman out when he's busy, it's not uncommon to see the owner of our business grab a set of keys and go to the gas station and fill up a gas tank when someone's busy. And in many instances, with all the new high-tech features, it's hard for a new salesman to be knowledgeable in training a customer on how to pair a Bluetooth telephone, on how to demonstrate a navigation system. So we all kind of help one another out, and that helps the learning curve when we practice with one another.